Do you ever wonder what kind of return you'll get on your home improvement projects? Wonder no more. In today's episode, I'll share the top 10 home improvement ideas for 2021 and give you some idea of your return value. Welcome to Money Tip Tuesday from the Making Money Personal podcast. You've built up some equity in your home and you're considering opening a home equity line of credit, or commonly referred to as a HELOC, to make some upgrades to your largest asset, which is your home. Based on my research, industry experts evaluated projects and assigned a return value on the dollars spent. I'll start at the bottom of the list and go to the top in terms of highest percentage of return value. Number 10 is landscaping. Based on what you do around your home will bring value, but there wasn't an actual number in terms of the return. Experts simply claim it will boost the value of your home property. Number 9, open concept. Taking down some walls doesn't increase your square footage, but it does give the illusion of a larger footprint, and of course, it provides longer sight lines. Like landscaping, creating an open concept living room is an improvement and it gives your home a boost in value, but there isn't a specific percentage of return on the spend dollars for this item. Number 8, home exterior. New siding, paint, window trim, and gutters offer curb appeal, which is the first thing your neighbors see. Any money spent on these items will get you at least 50% back on what you spend. Plus, when you drive up to your house, you'll have satisfaction of looking at a house that appeals to you. And that's important. This is our home project this year. We sided our old house 15 years ago, so we're ready to tackle siding on our new house this summer. And the good news, it's a smaller house. We're opting for new vinyl siding color with large corners and new window frames. My husband makes the window frames in white PVC, so once our new window frames are up, they'll never have to be painted. We're doing this project ourselves with the help of our daughters and some friends, and expect it will take about 3 to 4 weeks to complete. But we're really excited to bring in the colors we want, which is a reflection of who we are and what we like. Number 7, paint. Honestly, I think I've repainted every room in our house, and in some ways, I didn't even consider the cost, but paint can be expensive. If you're painting, make sure the end product looks professional and limit any wacky color schemes. If you do, you can expect a high return of 60%. Number 6, bathrooms. New tile, new tub or shower are the high cost items to consider in a bathroom reno, but it's a great investment because your return is 62% for upgrades in this area of your house. Number 5, a finished basement. Once an area considered best for storage, the basement has become an extension of your living space. Finished basements are fetching a high 75% return on investment if done right, which means the design you create for your basement should reflect what you have in the other areas of your house, AKA don't cheap out on this item. Number 4, new windows. High quality, energy saving windows not only reflect beauty, but they also save money, especially in New England. New windows get a 75% return on your investment, so this item is well worth it. Number 3, new roof. This is the next year's project for us. Have you noticed that roofs have become an extension of home design? There are so many different materials you can use, and there are so many colors as well. A new roof can be tricky, and you must be careful not to overspend. If you choose a quality product and keep to traditional materials, you should be in good shape and get back a whopping 75% return on your investment. Plus, no leaks, which saves you a ton of aggravation. Number 2, kitchen reno. We all know that a kitchen is the heart of the home, and this is where many homeowners are willing to spend some money for the kitchen of their dreams. Go at it, because any money spent here will add value to the homeowner's biggest investment. The average return for a kitchen reno is 75 to 100% back. All right, and the number 1 home improvement, drum roll please, and I'm serious, Lizzie, I need a drum roll right here, is flooring. Honestly, I wouldn't have guessed it, but it does make sense. And now there are so many options for homeowners, I love me a good floor and decor store. I don't know about anybody else out there, but the money spent here will get you 100 to 150% return on your investment. The caveat is installation. So you just make sure that you're using a professional to do the install so it comes out perfect. Okay, so that wraps up our list of the top 10 home improvement projects for 2021. If you have any additional tips or advice that will help our listeners with this topic or other financial matters, email us at tcupodcast@trianglecu.org or look for Triangle on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn to share your thoughts. Thanks for listening to today's Money Tip Tuesday, and be sure to listen to our other tips and episodes on the Making Money Personal podcast. Thanks, everyone, and have a great day.